Hi, friends, and welcome back to our podcast, Healing the Broken Marriage. We are your hosts. I'm Alicia.
And I'm Brian.
And we just would love to welcome each and every one of you to our podcast. We're so thankful that you found us. And we really want to encourage you, if you are really enjoying these podcasts, if you're loving the content that we are bringing to you each week, please share this with a friend, a family member, or even a small group that you attend. That is really how we get the word out about our podcast, which is crazy because we just looked at the numbers recently and it's reaching quite a lot of people, which is super surprising to me, but also very, very encouraging. And this tells me that this is a needed podcast, that people are really interested in hearing more about relationships and how to overcome different things and how to walk through different things and even what to do if you're presented with a new hard thing. And so I'm just really, really encouraged to see that the podcast is doing what it was intended, which is to reach so many of you guys. And so before we hop into today's episode, I just wanted to encourage you guys to go check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. You can find out basically everything you need to know about us there. And also, I've written a book called Making Beauty with the Ashes, How God Saved My Marriage, which is basically what this podcast is kind of centered around, is how God can take a bad situation or bad relationship and he can ultimately turn things around for your good. So, hopping into today's episode, kind of came out of a conversation that I had with someone, and I really wanted to dive into that today. So, Brian, in this conversation, you know, this person was kind of giving me lots of information. They're really going through a hard thing in their marriage right now, and which tells me the title of our podcast is Healing the Broken Marriage. So, which tells me if you're listening to this podcast, there might be some things going on, or maybe you're wanting to better your marriage or whatever. But usually when you listen to a marriage about healing a broken marriage, there's usually some things going on. So we do have people reach out to us here and there with different issues going on in their marriages and kind of needing some direction or whatever. So anyways, like I was saying, this person is walking through a hard thing in their marriage and they're just finding a really hard time with the length of time that it is taking to heal. And so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today, is when you're walking through a hard season, it can get really overwhelming when you look at the length of time, or you try to guesstimate how long this should take for me to heal. And so I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit today, Brian. So thinking through your life and you were walking through a hard season, and there's so many times in life we wish we could put our start time and our end time. Like, this is when this will end. This is when I'll be healed. This is when this will be over or whatever.
Right.
You know, we would like to put those time parameters on that, but unfortunately that's not really in our control.
Yeah.
So can you think of a time in your life where maybe you were walking through something really hard, through something very painful, and you found it hard when you were walking through the healing process? Like, you felt like it was taking too long, or maybe even it was like a hard decision that you had to make and you were just finding it very, very difficult to walk through that time and you felt like it was too long. Mm-hmm. What would you say? What advice could you give someone, or like, could you even talk about that situation?
Well, I think, to be honest, probably one of the toughest times I've walked through, even though it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't relationship wise, but I would say it would have been last year. You know, it was just a trying time for a lot of people, you know, in the business world. I mean, like, everybody I talked to that had businesses seemed like they were somehow struggling, or I mean, we knew a lot of people even in church that had businesses that were having to lay off people, or people at churches being laid off or losing their jobs. And
right,
you know, it was just last year was just a struggle, and it's just, you know, it just was, is it ever going to end? Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's, and there's still, you know, we've gotten past a lot of that season, but there's still, that being said, there's still little things today that we're dealing with because of last year's bad year in business. We're still, you know, we're still in somewhat of a recovery. We're still praying for different things to break through. But as far as like deep down relation wise, you know, I haven't specifically had to walk through that, you know, other than ours. But, you know, it's like I've said before, I was the one that caused that. So you're the one that's dealing with most, you know, most of the pain. And, but yeah, it's just like while you was talking, I was just thinking, you know, like even, you know, probably every kid has the bad habit of doing this, but, or even sometimes adults, because I've done it recently, you know, and probably the last year too, is you get a wound and it begins to heal, and then it, you know, it scabs over, and, you know, you don't feel the pain no more. You don't see the scar yet, but you're in the healing process. And there's so many times I do it too. It's like, especially on my hands, I just hate having like the scab there. So you get to the point where you think it's healed enough that you can pull that scab off, and all, only thing that's going to be left is that little white area or lighter colored area where that wound or cut was at. And so many times we do this, and I do it too. It's like you begin to pull that scab off that wound, and not only do you start to feel a little bit of pain because it's still attached to that flesh underneath, but so many times we go ahead and pull the scab completely off. And, you know, it's like it was a wound that was healing. It was almost healed. But when we pulled that scab off, not only have we wounded ourselves again, but we feel the pain again from that same cut that we had before. And, you know, I think that's what happens a lot of times, is we try to hurry the process along, or we try to speed the process of healing up to the point where like, okay, I think I'm good, you know, but once that scab gets pulled off, we realize there's still pain there and there's still healing to take place. And sometimes, you know, it sets you back in a manner where you think, I'm having to start this whole healing process over again. So that's where it just, you know, it comes to just, you can't rush the healing process. You have to let, even if in the physical, you have to let your body heal. You can't rush it. Or a lot of times you feel that pain again, or you see that wound uncovered again, and the process starts over, and just, you know, the same emotionally, you know, what you've been through. And, you know, there's no condemnation or judgment on anyone who is still going through something that they've been wounded, you know, emotionally by, whether it's a relationship or friends letting you down. You know, everybody heals differently, and everybody heals in a different time manner. You know, and everybody has a different outlook on it. Like some people, you know, some people, they get wounded by a good friend and they really, you know, they really hurt, and they look at it as like, oh, this is the end of the world. This is horrible. While some people look at it like, hey, this person wasn't a good friend anyways. So, you know, sometimes them leaving my life is a blessing. So everybody looks at each situation different. And, you know, we can't condemn each other, how we view our situations, but it is. Healing's a process, and it can take a lot of time for some, and some a lot less time.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, because that's absolutely so true, because everyone heals at a completely different rate, yet we put the same expectations on ourselves. Like when you see someone else, like you were saying, when you see someone walk through something hard and they might get over it pretty quickly, but, and here you are, you know, you're passing that length of time that it took them. Then you start to look at yourself and go, what's wrong with me? and you start to shame yourself, like, well, why can't I get over this or whatever it is? But the thing that you don't realize is sometimes when you think, like, say that person that you're comparing yourself to, you're like, wow, they've really gotten through that and they've really healed. They honestly, yes, they could be healed or they could be concealing it and burying it. And all you're seeing is a mask. So you can't you can't do the comparison because you honestly don't know what someone's inside world is, what's going on the inside. Because so many times we put on a fake exterior because we want to hide what's really going on the inside. And so the reason I wanted to talk about this is because the frustration, because I could completely relate, you know, as this person was telling me about all the frustration over the length of time that it was taking for them to heal from this, the frustration was just growing. And so I asked this person, I said, okay, so if you go to the doctor and, you know, you've got this medical issue and you're having to be on long amounts of treatment, you know, a lot of times we give ourselves, our physical bodies, so much more grace than we give our emotions. And so, you know, people can relate to that more, but it's like when we're talking about our inside world, you know, our emotions, our heart, we think that with a snap of a finger or uttering the words, I forgive you, that everything at that point is wiped away, all the pain is gone, and we should feel completely normal again. So I really just want to encourage you guys, if you are somebody who is maybe struggling with the length of time, you know, you're looking at this thing, you're like, I've been battling this for a while. Maybe it's time to change things up. Maybe it's time to switch things up. What are you doing? You know, are you maybe, like, we know people that have tried to walk through really hard marriage situations alone. And just not talk to anybody and just basically tried to swallow it and do this thing on their own. And it didn't work out. And I mean, they're still together, but like they're still very, very broken. And so maybe look at what you're doing. Is there something that you can change? Is there something that you can add? You know, sometimes counseling is definitely needed for whatever it is you're walking through. Maybe you need to talk to a trusted advisor. Maybe it's a close friend. Maybe it's a relative. Maybe you need to bring someone in on the situation that has a different pair of eyes that can look at it from a different angle than you. If you're in that place and you're finding it hard, you're like, okay. And also I want to say, you know, okay, so me and Brian walking through our marriage issues, like all of the unfaithfulness and all of that, to put a time frame on, okay, this is how long it takes to get over infidelity. I couldn't tell you that. Like if someone were to ask me, so how long does it take to heal from this? To this day, I could not answer that for anyone because every single person is different. For me, it's taken a good chunk of time, but for someone else, it may not take as long as it did me, which is the same in terms of the medical world. We could literally have, I could be in a room with another woman and us have the exact same medical issue, and she might be discharged before me because she healed faster, and it might take me longer. And so you can't compare yourself to someone else, but you need to continue to care for yourself as you're healing and give yourself tons and tons and tons of grace. And because God's not rushing you. Like, I feel like a lot of times we put time like a huge clock over us and say, okay, Alicia, you've got 1 year to be healed of all of this stuff. And if I did that to myself, once I surpassed that year and I was still not better, at that point, I would feel like I would have to fake it. You know, you've heard that term, fake it till you make it. Well, that is not a thing. I've never faked something really good to before I made it. But do you know what I'm saying, Brian? Is there anything that you want to add to that?
Yeah, so there's a process to everything. I know I relate back to building a lot, but with building, there's so many things that are process. And if you rush, you might not see the effects of it right then and there, but later you will. Like, I know even with drywall, like when we do drywall, we have it done. Like, it's a process. It's like three coats or three layers that goes on, and you have to allow air and the wind and the warm temperatures to dry each coat before you put a second one on and then a third one, because if you do, basically you're putting another coat over top of a coat that isn't dried and cured. And what happens is over time, it looks like it's a good job at first, but then over a month or two, you'll start seeing cracks and you'll start seeing imperfections where that moisture that was underneath didn't get dried, and it's starting to not necessarily pull through, but it just don't cure right. You know, it's like the issues that we're going through, if we don't cure them in the right manner and in the right process, then we'll see the effects of it later. So it's very important to, you know, give healing the proper curing time and the time it takes to heal in the right manner.
I know. I like how you say that, because everything in life is usually a process. It's not usually like a one and done, like, oh, you forgive and everything falls away and you're good again. Usually things that you walk through, they take a length of time to get through. And I just want to say, if you're somebody who's in that place right now and you're just super frustrated that maybe you're still here, or even like the person, you know, that I was talking to, they were just frustrated with the length of time that it's taking for them to heal.
And it's okay to be frustrated.
It's okay. Yeah, it really is. Just,
some people get over things a lot quicker than others, but especially when you're going through infidelity or very tough situations like that, nobody has the right to tell you you should be healed or you should be further along. Because that's a big hurdle to overcome. And, you know, it depends on how deep your love is for that person. That's obviously going to make it the process a lot longer, as crazy as it seems. You know, people are not faithful to their husbands or wives. Sometimes they get over it really quick and they move on. And it's usually those ones that you sit back and look and think, they didn't have any type of relationship anyways. It was never around each other. They didn't seem affectionate to each other. They didn't act like they want to spend any time with each other. So yeah, obviously it's a very quick process for them. But you know, for the ones that it seems to drag out, it's probably because they have a deep love for their partner. And you know, that's why the wound is that much deeper and taking that much longer to heal.
Yeah, I agree. I think that just like you were saying, you can't compare yourself to someone else. You really just can't. And that goes for so many areas, not just in relationships, but you just can't compare yourself to someone else. And I really like these statements. I looked up a few statements for you just to kind of help you. Like if you're in a place where you're in that comparison thing. And this is by Renee Rose. And it says, love yourself so much that when someone treats you wrong, you recognize it. Mm-hmm. And this one is, it's not your job to like me, it's mine. Mm-hmm. And I really love those statements because it brings it back to, okay, to yourself. And it's not a prideful thing to be graceful to yourself and to be gentle with yourself and to be merciful for yourself. I think so many times we have more grace and mercy for other people than we do for our own self. Like we can see a sister or brother over here that is just struggling and we're like, we can just, you know, offer them so much mercy and grace and be like, oh my gosh, this situation that you're going through, no wonder it's taking so long. But then for ourselves, we're so harsh. and we don't give ourselves that same measure. Mm-hmm. And I just want to even just give you permission. If you're in that place where you're like, I just can't take this anymore. I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in this place. I want to be further along. You know, like I said earlier, maybe reexamine the tools that are in your hand. Maybe you need to do something different. Sometimes it does take doing something different in order to get you up and over that hump or whatever it is that's mm-hmm. kind of, you feel like you're in that stuck place. And so I hope that this podcast has helped somebody who's maybe, like I was saying, frustrated. You're frustrated with your process. You're frustrated with the healing. You're frustrated with the length of time. And frustration is okay, because frustration can actually be a motivator. It can point you somewhere. Frustration can actually direct you forward by, you know, making you choose a different route because this isn't working or that's not working or whatever. Frustration can actually help you move forward. But don't be frustrated in sitting, because that really doesn't help anybody, and it definitely won't help you. So you can move forward. Don't put a clock over your head. You know, when you're healing, when you have a physician who's over your care in the hospital, he doesn't stamp a clock over your head and say, this is your D date. If you're not healed, doesn't matter, you're out. Like mm-hmm. they don't do that. So don't do that to yourself. Give yourself whatever amount of time you need. Because like Brian was saying, if you don't heal fully, you're just going to be half healed and half wounded still, which equals not fully healed. And so we just hope that you guys have really enjoyed this podcast. Please check out our website, makingbeautywiththeashes.com. Until next time,
we bless you.